from the top of Daf, Tev Daf is Daf Kuf. Let's take it down around the 7 lines down the 2 dots. The Gemara says, Chal Yom HaKippurim Yos B'Shabbos. So we've been talking about, let's say, Lechem Panim, to eat the Lechem Panim on Shabbos. So let's say it fell out on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur's on Shabbos, and of course we can't eat on Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah described, went on to describe, let's say it fell on Erev Shabbos. So that means the Motzi Yom Kippur was on Shabbos itself, and the Bavloim would go ahead and eat. It went into a conversation about Yom Kippur itself, that the Bavloim would go ahead and eat the Sayer on Yom Kippur, right after Yom Kippur was over, when it was still alive. So the Gemara describes, Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, lo Bavloim heim. These were not actually Babylonians, Ella Alexandrian heim. They're people from Alexandria of Egypt. So why were they called Babylonians if they were not really Babylonians? So mitoch shesonim es haBavloim karnosam. Since apparently in Eretz Yisrael they were not very pleased of the Babylonians, it was used as a derogatory term. So they called the people from Alexandria who ate in such a way, they called them alshem Bavlim. They called them Bavlim. It was a negative term that they would refer to them as. You see many places in Shas where they had Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavl had a very, very tough relationship with each other. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael looked down upon Bavloim, so it was really a derogatory term that they referred to these Alexandrian. The Rice also says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo Bavloim heim, el Alexandrium heim, just like we saw before, umitoch shesonim es haBavloim, karunosam alshem Bavloim. Because they hated the Bavloim, they called the Alexandrians in the derogatory term of Bavlonium. Amar Rabbi Huda says, Tanuach daitcha shenachta daiti. So it's a very strange response. Huda says, your das should be settled because you are settling my das. Because I'm so happy that it wasn't really Babylonian because I'm from Bavel. I'm happy that we weren't actually doing this. It was only the people from Alexandria that were doing this, not the Babylonians. At the same time, it was still a derogatory term that they referred to as the Babylonians. So the Mishnah now says, new Mishnah Daf Kof says that see this alechem b'Shabbos v'sabazichin la'achas Shabbos. Let's say they had organized the lechem panim on Shabbos, and then the bezichin they took after Shabbos. They weren't supposed to do it like this. They did it out of order. They waited an extra day to take the bezichin. Hikter as a bezichin v'Shabbos. So let's say they went ahead and the next Shabbos they were mak to the bezichin. So again, remember they took off the Shabbos the way they were supposed to. They put on the lechem panim properly on Shabbos itself, and then they only put on the bezichin on Sunday. It was a day late. So then the upcoming Shabbos, the hikter as a bezichin v'Shabbos, and they mak to the bezichin Shabbos. That's possible because the bezichin were only there for 6 days. The bezichin should have been placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos. It was only placed on Sunday, and therefore it's possible to be makhed to them early. Then the Mishnah says, in this situation, when the Bazichin are makhed here only after 6 days, Ein Chayav Maleh Mishim Pigol, Nosar Tameh. One is not chayav for any of these Isurim, because only the situation where the Haktara was done properly, and the Kohen had an incorrect Machshava, does that create Pigol. But since here the Haktara itself was incorrect, because it's only after 6 days, there is no Isser Pigol, there is no Isser Nosar, and there is no Isser Tameh if a person goes ahead and eats Lechem Panim, or in the state of Tumah. So then the Mishnah says another scenario. See, there's a lechem v'sa bazichin b'Shabbos. Let's say properly they did organize a lechem, they did organize the bazichin on the shulchan on Shabbos itself. V'hikdes a bazichin l'achas Shabbos, and then they were makhed to the bazichin after Shabbos. So then they didn't wait the full day; they did it the day after. So the hasidara, the siddur was done correctly, but the hakdara was done on a Sunday, not on a Shabbos. So this too is psula because it was not waited until the it didn't wait the full time. And here as well, since the hakdara of the bazichin were incorrect, it was possible, ein chayav malei mishim pigal nosar v'tamei. Therefore, all of them are going to be pater from these three isurim. Another scenario. See, there's a lechem v'sa bazichin l'achas Shabbos. Let's say they masada the shulchan, they've rather lechem and the bazichin after Shabbos. They did it on a Sunday. V'hikter is a bazichin b'Shabbos, and they're makter bazichin on Shabbos. Again, it's too early. They put the bazichin on Sunday, and they're makter it correctly on Shabbos. The problem was, it's only allowed to be makter on Shabbos if it was done, it was placed initially on the Shabbos prior. Here was only placed on a Sunday, so it was only 6 days. The Haktara doesn't work. Yet again, this case, it's possible. It has to be, again, from Shabbos to Shabbos. It can't be, the Seder can't be later or earlier, and the Haktara can't be later or earlier. So what do you do? Ketzad yaaseh? What should a person do if it was done, it was placed too late? We're in the situation where you place the Lechem Apanim and the Bazichan on a Sunday as opposed to Shabbos. It needs a full 7 days. What are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah says, and we've seen this Mishnah quoted a couple of times, Yanichenu l'Shabbos Abba, you leave it there for another 7 days. So end up being on the Shulchan for 13 days. So this way, Shafilu hi al Shulchan Yamin Rabim, even if the Lechem Apanim and bazich and remain on the shulchan for many days. It could be weeks and months. Emakachuma doesn't make a difference. So you can leave it alone. It has to be at least there for 7 days, but it certainly cannot be less than 7 days.
It still remains warm.
What?
And it'll still remain warm.
Lechora, it should be, yeah, lechora.
Continues.
I assume, but that much I can't vouch for it. Exactly. The Gemara now quotes a Mishnah Maseches Yuma Tanan Hasim. Mishnah Yuma Daf Chavches tells us Amar Lehem Mamuna. It's talking about Erev Yom Kippur. I'm saying rather the morning of Yom Kippur. It's Yom Kippur morning. The Kohen Gadol is all prepared to do the avoda. So what happens? They go out. Uruum Higias Man Shchita. So even though it's really talking about Yom Kippur, the Mishnah kind of backtracks and says this is referring to any day of the year. So any morning of the year, it says they go out and see. Tell me, go on the rooftop. Tell me if the sun is rising yet. So Im Higias Man Shchita is a time yet to do shechting of the carbon tamid. Im Higia, if it's the sun already started coming up. Haroah, the one who's on top of the rooftop, on top of the wall, says, Omer, Brakai, I see the lights, I see the rays. Matisyo ben Shmuel, Omer, he would say, Heir Pnei Ka Mizrach Ach Becheron. He added a little bit further. Is it so arisen that you see the entire sun, there's the entire east lit up until Chevron? Could you see Chevron even? Yeah, that's how far it's gotten. The Yushalmi says, why Chevron? Because we're trying to bring a zechus from the Avos and the Meras Machpelah, so that's why we mentioned Chevron according to the Yushalmi. So Lama Hutzur Lechach, why do they have to have such a dialogue? Has the sun Brakai? Is it Atshe B'Chevron? Why are they taking such great extremes to make sure the sun is ready up? So Pamach has one time, Olam Me'or Halavana V'dima Sheheir Mizrach. One time the moon was actually shining, and it was so bright that it looked like the sun was actually rising. Therefore, to make sure, are you sure that's the sun and not the moon? Now the Gemara goes on in Yuma to discuss, so moon and the sun look very different. And even the rays of the moon and the sun look very different. Who in the world would ever confuse the two? And the Gemara explains as referring to a cloudy day where you weren't able to see the source of the light. And even though the moon doesn't really break up, when it's in the clouds makes everything into fractions and it splits up into different areas. It looks like sun rays. And one time that was the mistake. So therefore they take extra precaution to make sure this doesn't happen again. So after they already said that the sun is already as a reach, shachtus atamid, the Kohen would go ahead and shech the tamid, v'otziu, the beis ha-sreifa, and they take it out to beis ha-sreifa. What are they referring to? Meaning if the animal was shechted too early, the situation where it was shechted too early, they shechted before this man, you have to do shechita bayom. So in the situation where it was shechted before yom, that is taken out to the beis ha-sreifa, and that's burnt. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that one more, couple more lines here, that we don't really need it, but just still part of the Mishnah. And afterwards, going back to Yom Kippur now, if it was Yom Kippur, then after the Shechita, the Kohen Gadol would go down to the mikvah, and then he would go change his clothing and go ahead and do the Vodesh Yom HaKippur. And then the Mishnah concludes, Zaklal, this is the rule, Hayab B'Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, the following. Kol Mesech has a ragla of one who went to the bathroom, B'Gedolim, Ton Tefillah would have to go to the mikvah. V'chol Meitamayim, one who had Ketanim, would Ton Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, would only have to wash his hands and his feet. So what's the relevance here to Maseches Menachos? So Tani Avuah de Rabbi Yavin, the Brayse comments on the Mishnah of Maseches Yuma. Lo zu bilvad, not only when it comes to the carbon tamid, if it was shechted before the Zman, would you have to go out and bring it to the Beis HaSreifa? Ela filu olas ha'of shenim milka b'layla. If you took an oaf and you did malika b'layla, all carbonos have to be done, all avodas are done by yom. So if you did the oaf, you did malika b'layla, so that's going to be possible and brought to the Beis HaSreifa. And so too, and this is why it's brought here, u'mincha shenik mitzah b'layla. If the Kohen did kemitza b'layla, which is the wrong time, that too you would say teitze the beis ha-sreifa. You go ahead and burn it. So Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense. Olas ha'ov, I understand. Mishum de la'af shel ha'dura, you can't fix it. Once you did malika on the oaf, it's done. You need to bring it to the beis ha-sreifa. But what about el mincha? You could take the comments that you did incorrectly, put it back into the pile of flour, and start all over again. You could redo the mistake that took place with a mincha. So the Gemara says, Hutanila, hu amrla. He brought the Braisa and he explained, why can't you fix the mincha? Why can't you put the kamitza back in to the other, the shirayim, and start all over again, start fresh? Because we have a klal, klishares mekadshin shelo bezmanim. What happened was, when the Kohen took the kamitza, he put it into a second klisharis. Once it goes into the klisharis, it's now kedushas kli, kedushas guf, that kamitza, and you can never reverse it anymore. Even though it's shelo bezmanim, a klisharis has the ability to infuse kedusha into an item, even when it's shelo bezmanim. And that's why you can't reverse the mincha. So Meisivei asks the Gemara, anything that's brought during the daytime, it's sanctified by yom as well. Balayla, Kadosh Balayla. Anything that's the Avodah to Balayla, such as the burning of the fats through the night, that can only be Kadosh Balayla. Something that's Bein Bayom Bein Balayla, something that can be brought both during the day and the nighttime, is Kadosh Bein Bayom Bein Balayla, can be sanctified regardless of the daytime or nighttime. And so we learn from this, Kol Akar Bayom Kadosh Bayom. Something whose Avodah is to be done Bayom can only be sanctified Bayom. Bayom in, Balayla lo. But if it's sanctified at night, it won't work. It will not take effect. So if that's the case of Mincha, which can only be brought Bayom, it shouldn't be Miskadesh Balayla if it's Shalob Ezmanim. How come our case says, when you put the Kemitza in a Klisharis, Balayla, it's Kadosh? According to this Braisa, it shouldn't be the case. So Gemara says, Eino Kadosh Likarev Ava Kadosh Lipasal. It's not Kadosh in regards to becoming a carbon, a Kadosh carbon, but it is Kadosh with respect to being Pasal. Sorry, I just need a drink. So the Gemara again says, Eino Kadosh Likarev Ava Kadosh Lipasal. When we say that something by Yom cannot be Kadosh Balayla, it means it can't be Kadosh to be Kasher, to be brought as a carbon, but it can be Kadosh, it can be sanctified with respect to becoming Pasal. So that's why when you're Mekadesh the Kemitza Balayla, it's Kadosh the Pasal, and therefore you can't reverse it. So most of Rabbi Zeira, see this Alechem, this Abazichan Acha Shabbos, in our case of the Mishnah, when you had placed the Lechem upon him and the Bazichan on a Sunday, which was incorrect. And you go ahead and you makdir on the upcoming Shabbos only after 6 days, we said that bazichan is pasul. Okay, so what should you do? Okay, yasa, how do you rectify this? And the Mishnah said, you leave it on for a whole another week. So it ends up being there for a total of 13 days. And that's permitted. As long as it's there for at least 7 days, it's allowed. That even if it's there for multiple days, more than a week, it's still not a problem. So now the Gemara says, if you were to think, Klisharis mekadshin shalom bizmanim. That Klisharis is able to sanctify something shalom bizmanim, so likadesh lipasa. What happens is, when that first Shabbos comes after 6 days, and you don't remove the bazichin, you leave it there for Matzah Shabbos now is considered extra, it's over time, it's shalom bizmanim, and it should likadesh it lipasel, and then you can reverse it to allow it to be brought as a carbon the next Shabbos. It's pasel with Matzah Shabbos. But the way you have to view this is that while we have, let's say, for karbanos, there's daytime, and nighttime becomes the psul. When it comes to lechem panim, the units we're talking about is weeks. So the first week is 1 day, and Matzah Shabbos is the psul lina, leaving it out overnight. So you left it there for only 6 days. That's like the one long day, if you will. Matzah Shabbos, there should be a psul lina. Even though it's shelo bezmanim, it's possible, we said, it's mekadesh beklisharis shelo bezmanim. So how are you able to rectify the lechem panim by leaving it there for a whole another week? So Amar Rabba, Mam de Kamosif Shaper Kamosif. The one who asked the question, asked the very, very incredible question. Vavu de Rabbi Abin Nami, Masis and Kamar, and he brought a Braisa to support this whole position. But Kasavar, Laila, Ein Mechosizman. That when it comes to nighttime, it's not considered a lacking of time, rather it's considered the beginning of the next day. Hayamim, but daytime is Mechosarin Zman, is considered missing time. So what does that mean? So we're saying here that when it comes to this whole concept of Laila, that Laila, even though Laila is the incorrect time, it's still considered the beginning of the daytime. It's not called Mechusar Zman, it's considered the right time, actually. It's considered Tchilas Hayom, it's considered the beginning of the next day, it's considered Bizmanim. Even though you can go ahead and bring the carbon, and we end up saying that the Kmitza, Balayla, becomes Pasul, but still, if you do it by Yom during the daytime, then it's considered kosher. Well, I'm forgetting what's going on. 1 second here.
Right. Usually night follows the day, but here it's the night is the beginning of the next day. So
it's not. Again, the point is that the night, mamish the night beforehand, we're saying that beforehand is considered part of the next day. But when it comes to multiple days beforehand, this is just adding on to the this kasha here. Excuse me. So again, we have to say Laila is not mechusar zman. Laila is considered the beginning of the next day. Okay, and therefore, when you place the komets in the klisharis balayla, the komets is kadosh because that's considered bizmanam. But there's a technical problem: it's balayla. But when you place something multiple days beforehand, that's considered mechusar zman. When something's mechusar zman, it won't be kadosh. So let's say I place a carbon tamid in theory for January 1st, but not roy to be there until December 1st. So that's mechusar zman. It's out of the off the radar. It will have no effect at all. So when you place something matzei Shabbos when it's supposed to be there for the next Shabbos, that's considered mechusar zman, completely off the radar, in which case there will be no chalos kedusha there at all. So while by kemitza, if you do kemitza mamish the night beforehand, that's considered in the time period of kedusha. It's a little early, but within the radar, within the time period, and therefore there's chalos kedusha on the kemitza, yet it's possible. But when you play something on Matzah Shabbos a week beforehand, that's completely off the radar, in which case it's not going to be possible at all. So the Gemara says, so in the end of the day, so fine, Matzah Shabbos, there's no psulina, because it's way too early. But when you leave it there for the entire week, what happens is, kimat leilo de beis shimsha, when Leil Shabbos comes in while it's remaining on the shulchan, then that was placed too early. Right? Because the right time you're supposed to place lechem upanim is on Shabbos itself. So that means the night beforehand is already considered within the time frame, but it's the wrong night. It's night as opposed to daytime. So Friday night, the psul of the lechem upanim in bazichin shikikin, it should be then kimata leilo de beis shimsha likdosh v'lipasel. So Gemara says Amarava b'shekadem v'silek. What happened was you left it on the shulchan all week. Then came Friday night, right before shkia, you took off the lechem upanim. You waited till after tzeis or whatever. You wait till the morning, whatever time period you waited till, and then you put it back on in the morning time. In which case, you were able to circumvent the psulina that would take effect on a Friday night. Even if you didn't go ahead and remove it, even if you left it there through Friday night, it still would not become psulina. Why? Since you place it Matzah Shabbos was completely incorrect. It's as if nothing was accomplished, as if a monkey placed it on the shulchan, in which case nothing was acknowledged, nothing was acknowledged at all, and therefore there is no psulina. Only if someone who was a person who was kosher, or the mice was done in a kosher type of way, would have effect of psulina. But to do it 6 days before, which is completely incorrect, that would not have an effect of psulina. Gemara now says, the new Mishnah says as follows. The shei lechem that brought in Shavuos is only is never eaten before earlier than 2 days and never more than 3 days. It's either after 2 days or after 3 days it is eaten. How do we know? Keita, what are the circumstances here? Nefos me'erev yom tov, it was baked from erev yom tov, like a typical case. So nechals b'yom tov l'shaim, you eat it on the yom tov on Shavuos, which is the second day. Let's say Shavuos is on a Monday, so you baked it on Sunday, you ate it on Monday, which is the second day. That's 2 days. But let's say Chal Yom Tov Lios Achas Shabbos. Let's say it was on a Sunday. Shavuos was Sunday, so it ended up being Shabbos Sunday. So you can't bake the Shei Lechem on Shabbos. You bake it Erev Shabbos. So Erev Shabbos is day one. Shabbos is day two. Sunday and Shavuos itself is day three. You eat it on day three. So again, if it's Chal Yom Tov Lios Achas Shabbos, if Shavuos is on Sunday, Nechals L'Shlosha. That's the case where you eat the Shei Lechem after 3 days of it being baked. Lechem panim nechal ein pachas b'tisha. The lechem panim are eaten no less than 9 days. There's always at least 9 days where one has to wait until you eat them. Below yosei alech adasar, and it's never longer than 11 days. So, case that a typical case is naefa me'erv Shabbos. If the lechem panim are baked on erev Shabbos, that's a regular case, which is Friday. Friday Shabbos, that's 2 days. You end up doing the counting till the next Shabbos ends up being a total of 9 days. V'nechal the Shabbos, that's tisha yamim. Chal Yom Tov Lios Erev Shabbos. Let's say it's, a Shavuos is on Friday. So you end up baking a Nechal Asar. You have to bake it Thursday now because you can't bake it on Yom Tov. So you end up eating it after 10 days. Let's say Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. It's Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbos. So then you have to bake it on a Wednesday. That would mean Nechal Asar Yom. You have to wait 11 days until you eat it on the following Shabbos. And further, the baking ain't no Docha Lios Shabbos. The baking of the Lechem Panim isn't Docha Shabbos, nor is it Docha Lios Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, Doches a Yom Tov, he felt that Lechem Panim would be Doches a Yom Tov. You can bake it on Yom Tov, however, he does agree, V'eino Docha es Yom Atom. It's not Docha Yom Kippur, because since you can't eat Yom Kippur, there is no Heter Ochel Nefesh, so you can't bake either, as opposed to on a Yom Tov, where there is a Heter Ochel Nefesh, he does allow it to be baked, even though you won't be eating it until a whole another week. So the Gemara explains as follows. Amar, Ravina Ladivay Omer, the one who holds the Gemara and Beitza, tells us, Machlokas, whether or not you could be makriv in Nedarim and Nedavos and Yantif. So Nedarim and Nedavos ain't craven be Yantif. You can't be makriv in Neder and Nedava. Neder Nedava is a voluntary carbon I took upon myself to bring. There's no urgency to bring it dafka on Yantif. I can bring it at Chol HaMoed if I wanted to. I can bring it before Chol HaMoed if I wanted to. So according to the opinion who holds that you can't bring the Dharma and the Davos on Yantif, and there's machlokas whether that's a deraisa or whether that's only in the Rabbanon that you can't bring it. So the Gemara explains, Lo teima midiraisa mechse chaze. Don't say the one who holds that really midiraisa, you can bring the Dharma Nedavos. But Rabbanan, who the Gazi Rabbanan says, don't, we should not allow you to bring the Dharma Nedavos. Why not? Because Shalo Yisha, we don't want people to wait and say, you know what? I'm so busy all year. I'm busy working. I don't have time to go to the base of Mikdash. I'm going on Yom Kippur. I'm going on Yom Tov anyways. I'm going Sukkot. I'm going Pesach. I'm going Shavuos. Let me wait to bring my Nedarim then. We don't want people delaying the obligations to bring Nedarim and Nedavos. And therefore, it says, you can't bring them on Yom Tov. You have to make time out of your busy day and make sure to come to the base of Mikdash in order to bring the Karbana. So needless to say, not according to those opinions, that Midrabanan, they said you can't bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. Ella midiraisa nami lochazi. That even on a deraisa level, you can be makriv the nedarim and nedavos. How do we know? The ha she'el lechem dechovas hayomu, and the she'el lechem, which was a requirement to bring on Shavuos itself, and leka lemeim Hashem Yisha. There is no chashash that they're going to delay bringing anything. Shavuos she'el lechem is only on Shavuos. You have no other choice. You have to bring it on Shavuos, and yet still v'katani ain adocha l'asa shabbos l'asa yomtiv. So even though something is urgent and there's no chashash that you might delay it, yet they still say you can't be makrid on Yantif, so you can't, you can't be makrid on Yantif, so then certainly, Nedarim and Nedavos, which is not Chovas Hayom, there's no requirement to bring it on any particular day, and there's a concern you might forget to bring it, certainly that does not have the ability to be Docha Es Hayantif. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. Hajin Alach, Shtei Alechem. Let's begin now the next part.
What are you interested in with the Shtei Alechem? You're baking it the day before. You're baking it the day before? Or
you're baking the day before him.
Baking, so it's baked already.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't bake it on Yantif itself.
The only thing is we're only talking about Hakrava. About
right. Now this is talking about, we're learning, I believe, that just like you can't bake Shtei Alechem, so too you can't be Makriv, Nedarim and Nedavos. I mean, there's a Havim meaning that you should be able to bake Shtei Alechem on Shavuos because it's a Chovas Hayom,
right,
and there's no Chashash or anyone delaying anything, so let it just be Dochas HaShabbos, Dochas HaYontif rather. From the fact that Gemara concludes in the Mishnah that you cannot bake it on Yontif, tells us by a different case, Nedarim and Nedavos, you can't be Makriv them because there's no urgency, there's no Chovas Hayom, and there's also Chashash. If we allow you to, you might end up delaying to bring it. So certainly by Nedarim and Nedavos, one should not bring it on a Daraisa level, not simply because of the Rabbanim. So the new mission and the new parak tells us as follows. Ha-menachos v'nesachim shenitmu. If a person had set aside some flour or some wine to bring as part of the karbon, and they became tameh, ad shlo kitchu b'kli, so long as they have not been placed in a klisharis, so then one is able to yeshlem pidyon. You could always redeem it. I spent $100 on the wine bottle, let's say, I'm bringing for nesachim, and someone made it tameh. I could just, you know what, redeem it and put it onto another $100. That becomes chulin, and this $100 I could buy another bottle. As long as the yain wasn't placed into a kli sharis, I'm allowed to do this. However, the Mishnah says, Misha kitshubukli, the moment I put the yain or the mincha into a kli sharis, ein lem pidyon. The moment it goes into kli sharis, it's infused now with kedushas aguf, and once this kedushas aguf to the yain or the mincha, it is no longer permitted to be podet. It's stuck forever, you have to throw it out, can't do anything with it. Ha'ofos, ve'aitim v'halavona, these items, the birds and the wood and lavona, frankincense, uklisharis, when they go into a klisharis, mishenitmu ein lem pidyon. The moment that they become tameh, there is no pidyon at all for them. Shelo nemar pidyon el behema. The concept in the Torah is we only find pidyon working by an animal, behema, but not by an oaf or an eitzim or a lavona or a klisharis. Once they become tameh, you can no longer be po to them. Pidyon doesn't work by them, only by behema's baal mum. So the mission now says further, well, that's the end of the mission. The Gemara now says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Afilu hein tahorin niftim. So going back to the case of the mincha and the nesachim, if it didn't go into the klisharis yet, you're allowed to be podet. Now our Mishnah said, only if it became tameh, do you have grounds to be podet. But Rabbi Shmuel says, no, even if they're tahor, I take $100, I'm saying, I'm using this wine bottle for my yai nesach. And what happens is, for nisach hayayim, I mean, wine says, I said, no, I changed my mind. It doesn't become tame. It's still tahor. I said, I'd rather use this thing of wine. I'm allowed to be poded. Even though the Mishnah says only nitma, Shmuel says, even if it's still tahor, I'm allowed to be poded if it hasn't yet gone into the klisharis. So my time, what's the reason for Shmuel? Why does he allow you even to be poda yayin that's tahor, mincha that's tahor? So he says, kama delo kachu b'kli, so long as it has not yet been in the kli sharis, it has not become kadosh in the kli, kedushas damim nenu, it's only at best kedushas damim, which means that the value has kedusha, but it itself, the actual guf of the yayin, does not have inherent kedusha. And kedushas damim nenu, and kedushas damim niftin, there's a concept that anything that's kedushas damim, like this table, for example, if I'm makdish's table, at best, this table can't be a carbon, at best it could be kedushas damim, so I could always remove the kedusha onto money. I have to remove the money, the kedusha, this $100 table is now going on to the money, and the money is being used for something else. But this itself, this table, cannot have kedushas guf, because I can't use it for carbon. So to any wine or mincha, as long as it has not been placed in the kli sharis, it only has kedushas damim, and you're always able to remove something with a pidyon that's only kedushas damim. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second, v'ha nitma he tanan? Our Mishnah says, nitma, the only heter pidyon is when it's tame, but if it's still tahor, then one would not be able to do a pidyon. The Gemara explains, no. Hu adin da'afagav delo nitmu. It's true even if the tuma din had take place yet. V'aydi, the kabay misne seifa, and since you have to teach a seifa, misha kitchu b'kli, ein lam pidyon. Once it went into the klisharis, we said in the seifa, you can no longer do pidyon anymore. Afil nitmu, even if it became tame, and there's a reason that you had to do, you wanted to do klisharis, it's namilo, it still doesn't work. So since the seifa had to teach you the extreme case, that klisharis, there is no pidyon, even if it's nitma, so he wanted to speak the ratio, the same consistency, taninami ratio, shenitma, ashlo kitchubukli. They also taught the ratio, referring to a case of nitma, but enachanami, the dinner, the ratio would apply even if it wasn't nitma. Even if it was still tower, you're allowed to be poda yayin or mincha, as long as it has not yet been placed in the klisharis. As opposed to the seifa, is once it's been placed in the klisharis, you are never allowed to be poda, even if it is tamit. And then certainly, if it's still tower, you can't. The Gemara says, Pshita, this is all obvious. Once you place something into a klisharis, it's kedushas aguf. Ninu, that we know. We know there's a din, that something that's placed into a klisharis is a kedushas aguf. So what's a chiddush in the Mishnah? Anything that has kedushas aguf, you're not allowed to be poda. So the Gemara explains what the havamina is. It's tzirich, you need to teach me this din, that tzakadai techamina, I would have thought, hol ubal mum ikre tame. We have that the Torah sometimes refers to a bal mum as a tame. So the background is, as we said earlier, let me make this clear and highlight this, the only time you find a pidyon is with regards to a behema, an animal, a cow, or sheep, that became a bal mum. Once an animal becomes a bal mum, then you have every right to be poda. But no other case we have where there's kedushas aguf, that you can be poda kedushas aguf. Whether it's an oaf, whether it's a mincha, whether it's a yain, the behema temeya, rather behema bal mum, is the only animal, the only time you could do pidyon from a kedushas aguf. So we find sometimes the pasuk refers to a behema bal mum as a tame, even though it's not really tame. Even though it's no tumah, but we call bal mum something tameh. So now that explains the havamina. So it says, since hol bal mum ikre tameh, tameh nami kbal mum dami. So maybe you could say an animal that actually is tameh, an animal that doesn't have a bal mum, but it became tameh. So maybe you should think you should refer that animal tameh as a bal mum as well. And the halacha should go in both directions. And afagav the kadosh kedushas aguf. Even though this behema is kedushas aguf, if it became tamei, it should be a bal mum. So just like an animal, if the lamaisa did get a bal mum, ki nafal bei mum mifrek, if an animal loses a leg, let's say, it's a bal mum now, one is allowed to be poded, one has to pod it. Harinami lifrok, so too, if an animal became tamei, we should view it as a bal mum and be able to be poded as well. That's the havamina. Kamash Malan, Tlav Kiai Tameh Karya Rachmanel Labamum. We don't call this type of Tameh Bamum, and therefore Pidyon does not work on an animal even if it became Tameh. The Mekli Sharis Lashkan the Mifrik. We never have a situation where something that went into a Kli Sharis that can become Pidyon. We only have it by Behema. Behema never goes into a Kli Sharis. But something like a Yai and a Mincha and so on that goes into Kli Sharis, there we never have that even if it became Tameh, the Pidyon never works.
No one happens.
Yeah, exactly. Bring another one. You have to throw it out or bring it to the base of Sreifa.